Brought to you by Zencastr. Zencastr is the number one tool for all podcasters. You can record high fidelity audio between remote locations and get studio quality sound. Go to Zencastr.com and use coupon code ThatEntertains for 20% off for 3 months or 20% off an annual plan. The Ladies Who Rant is part of the That's Entertainment Podcast Network. Check out our other shows on ThatEntertains.com/network.
Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
I'd like to propose a toast. Lunch.
Respect to the ladies who lunch, but it's 2018. Time's up. It's time for the ladies who rant.
Here's to the ladies who rant.
No. We gotta figure a note out for that.
No.
We're back. Now can I say it? We're back. Yay.
If you're hearing that noise in the background, it's air conditioning. It's hot.
It's hot here. Sorry. It's in California. Southern California. Sorry, not sorry. It's no humidity, though. Oh, that's what we got to talk about. So, how are you, Andrea?
Hi.
You okay? Mm-hmm. You okay? Would you like to sing us a song?
No, it's the 4th of July.
It's 4th of July, yes.
Happy last 4th of July.
Okay.
I'm wearing black to mourn the death of our democracy.
And rightfully so.
Amiga's wearing a colorful t-shirt.
Well, it's kind of colorful. I found this at Target the other day, and it says, I'll put a photo up, it says, "Keep America Golden," and then it has two of the wonderful golden girls on the American flag. I'm pretty proud of this one.
Why only those two?
It's
only Rose and Dorothy.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Not Sophia or Blanche, which are the two best ones.
But... maybe the most noticeable ones? I mean, Betty White, at least. She's on my other side, but...
I like
the shirt.
I don't like Betty White. I hate Rose. I think Rose
you hate
is the
her?
Worst. I think she's the worst character. I really, really don't like her at all.
Well, yeah. I need to watch more of it.
Yeah, but... no, she's a little bitch.
but Betty White is great. She's pretty fucking cool.
Whatever you say, don't really care. I want to hear my song.
Okay.
So, I love the song "Proud to Be an American." No, proud to be an American. But during George W. Bush, everyone, let's not forget about George W. Bush, okay? He's a war criminal. Let's not forget about him. He doesn't get a pass just because Trump is worse.
True, very true.
But just when that piece of shit was president, I changed the lyrics to "Proud to Be an American." Are you ready? Do you want to hear them?
Copyrighted.
These are my new ones. All right, ready? And I'm ashamed to be an American, 'cause only rich white men are free. And I won't forget the ones they killed to let their money be. And I'll gladly protest next to you and defend Amendment 1 today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt they stole this land. Take back the USA.
Woo!
Wow. I say that a lot.
Dude, that I think you need to make a video for that.
I say that a lot.
Okay, who thinks that we should make a video for Andrea's new song? That's better than my Pretty Woman remake song.
What Pretty Woman?
When I was a kid. I love the movie and I love the song Pretty Woman. But I was like, pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman. I hate to smell her feet, pretty woman. Yeah, it's not good. No, it's not good, but it was fun. But yours actually has meaning behind it that you could actually, especially right now in life and country, that you should do something with that. That's creative art and expression that we still have right now, so we should utilize that.
You know how motivated I am to do things.
Okay, can I put fire under your ass about it then?
Sure. Ooh. I'll probably just roll my eyes.
You probably will.
Continue sitting on my couch absorbing
all then the you're part of the problem, Andrea. Then you're part of the problem, darling.
I have a new thing. No one's allowed to take a break on the summer. You hear me, John Oliver? You hear
me? I know!
No one's allowed to take a fucking break, okay?
Just because it's summertime.
Trevor Noah,
Especially right now, guys. Unless you put all your fans to us to, like,
freaking
talk about
Bill
stuff.
Maher. Bill Maher's gonna be gone until August. I'm like, dude.
She's gonna have a beer.
You may not be here.
It's true.
Can I tell you really scary? So yesterday at work, our maitre d', I was just chatting with her because another friend of ours was standing next to me. We were talking about Bill Maher this past week, and you know my feelings on him. Like sometimes I'm like, you're a misogynist asshole, and sometimes I'm like, he actually knows what he's doing. He at least lights
the areas to talk about.
So he had Michael Moore on.
Oh yeah,
and the two of them were talking, and they were saying how. Bill Maher is convinced that Trump won't leave.
Right.
That he just will not. Doesn't matter what happens in 2020.
Kind of like
doesn't
the
matter.
Chinese leader.
Yeah. Michael Moore was like, we're just going to have to surround the White House and da-da-da-da-da. And, which I totally agree with. Me and one of our friends was talking, and the maitre d' was like, what do you mean he won't leave? We were like, meaning he won't leave. But that's not how it works. He can only have two terms. And like, that's the point. That he wouldn't leave. She's like, but that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, that's why everyone is freaking out, because he will not leave.
Yeah.
That's how democracies become dictatorships.
Right.
That's how, she's like, but no. Her brain was like,
exploding. Not computing, explode.
Like, but that's not the way that's not how it's supposed to be. We've had a good run, but America could just as easily not be America.
Right.
Like, just because we have a constitution is because, like, the belief and faith in those things have had us going for this long.
For a long time. Yeah.
We're completely made up.
Right.
Like, France and England and all those other places, they have eons and eons of history. And then they made themselves a country and they stick there. But the lines are arbitrary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Russia was Germany and da-da. So all these, like, it's very...
Know your history.
Relatively
which we
new.
Don't.
It's relatively yeah, new what's
for sure.
happening.
I mean, it would make sense, like, I mean, every few decades, human nature is to fight about something, you know, and, like, the Civil War happened for good cause, and now I feel like we're coming across another time in our history, our early history of this country, where we're fighting back again for something that's important, because we may have a totally different America tomorrow.
Well, everyone's like, it's a new civil war, like...
I'm not saying it's a new civil war, but you know what, that's like, when you look at history of Europe, they have had many revolts and revolutions, and through the decades, not decades, but thousands of years, whatever the country it is. We don't have that, but we're in that history because we're still, like you're saying, we're still new compared to that.
Oh yeah, we're
so of course we would have ups and downs.
We're just going through a little fascist phase right now.
A little fascist phase.
We'll get over it. We're like teenagers. But no, people are saying that there's a new civil war. The country's too big for there to be an actual physical civil war. But what frightens me, what I'm scared of, is that the people with all the guns are mostly
the
Trump
militia.
Supporters. Mm. And
right.
So it might come a time where, because if Trump says that it's okay, if he literally, he could tweet, it's okay to kill a liberal. It's okay to kill Democrats.
Right.
He could literally tweet that right now. There are people who get that as a green light, and they will go and they will just randomly start massacring people. people who protest, anything like that. And then the military will have to make a choice. The military will be like, are we with Trump or are we protecting
the president?
Are we protecting the citizens?
Right.
And that's the Civil War.
Right.
That will happen.
That would be,
it's not like battlefields. It's just,
right. It's not the old Gettysburg battlefields.
It'll be people massacring other citizens. And then it's like, well, then we need to arm it. And so it's like riots.
Right.
Things like that.
Right.
They've already shown they have no problem killing people, like that poor girl Heather in Charlottesville.
Right.
Like, so it's literally like that's because there's too much tension right now, and it's hello.
Good cue there.
There's too much tension right now for something not to happen.
I agree. I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner, to be honest.
And there's no diffusing it. Like something's going to explode.
Well, it's going to combust.
Yeah.
Because like, it's like those popcorns back in the day when. The aluminum. Remember those? The aluminum ones?
No.
Oh my god, I love on the oven. The oven? Oh no, the oven ones. Guys, who's with me? Who remembers this? You, on the oven, you would pop the popcorn, it would pop up into this aluminum foil, and then it would explode. Mm. And it was the greatest popcorn because it was free.
They use it in Scream. I think they use that in Scream.
That's exactly it. Yes, that was what. Maybe it's a NorCal. Is it a NorCal thing? Maybe? Because they filmed that in Northern California, but. Anyway, the point is, it's really good. I miss it. I wish we had. I think some chemical in it that's not good anymore. That's why.
Talk about popcorn. Our democracy is fake.
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
What is that going to say?
I don't know. I can't read your mind.
Okay. So here's one thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
Fuck civility.
Today's word of today is civility.
Civility.
Please explain, because you talked about this the other day to me, and this was really valuable information.
I saw this tweet, and I'm like, people, like, Twitter's an amazing thing.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of, like, trolling and anger and
but pushing that aside. Really,
but, the freedom of expression and just...
Yes.
People, like, making amazing points, and then, like, you just kind of, like, if you look through the weeds a little bit, you find these treasures.
Yeah.
But there was a tweet saying that, like, this whole call for civility thing is not only is a gaslighting, but it's also, it's an abuse tactic. It's something that white families have heard all of our lives. If you grew up in a white family, this is something you've heard. It might be for other races of family, I don't know, but this specifically was, like, I grew up, my grandma would make racist comments, we just ignored it.
Yeah.
And we didn't say anything.
Right.
Because that's just grandma.
That's just grandma talking.
You have a blowhard uncle who just goes on rants.
Yeah.
You just ignore it. You don't.
It's who he is.
Cause any problems. That's just who he is.
You just gotta let him be.
You don't cause problems. And if you do, the whole family gets mad at you.
Right. Because
you spoke up. They're like, well, he's calling people racist names. It's like, that's just who he is. Just everyone
right.
be nice.
Yep.
Everyone be
that
civil.
Was a time frame. Still is some for some people.
Don't bring up politics. Don't bring up religion. Just don't bring it up. But what if they bring it up? Then just ignore it. Like, I'm about to go to a family gathering in a couple weeks with family members that I've blocked, that I've deleted from social media.
Right.
Who... They are obviously Trump supporters, and they're racist pieces of shit. And I don't want to see them. I want to see my grandma.
Yeah.
And this is a different grandma who hasn't said anything. not that I don't speak to that other grandma, but you know what I mean.
Nah, you know. Yeah.
But
family's family, and you got to go through.
Yeah. So I like, my mom's like, well, your grandma wants to see you. I'm like, I will see my grandma like 18 other times on my trip home. Why do I have to be with family members that I don't want to be around?
Right.
And she's like, please just do this for your grandma. I'm like, okay. I've talked to my therapist about it and everything. My therapist gave me like all these tools and obviously I'm not going to bring anything up, but I've been warned not to say anything.
Oh, you've been warned.
I've been warned. And I was like,
to the family members?
No, I've been warned. My mom has warned me not to say anything to them.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, well, have you warned them?
Yeah.
Cause I'm not the one who is a racist bigot over here.
Right. Yeah, good for you.
So, she's like, we talked to your cousin, I talked to my sister. I'm like, I don't even want to hug them. I don't even want to see them. So why am I forced to come to this thing? And it just reminds, I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to
I wish you could get
through
high.
It. But the thing is that I also saw another golden tweet was that if a Nazi is sitting at a table with 10 other people, you have a table of 11 Nazis.
Right.
So you can't ignore the fact and it's the same thing like in Germany when, sorry not to make all these references to Nazis, but you know what, there's lots of similarities.
Exactly, you can't deny similarities.
This is how this shit happened in Germany.
It's, we're not saying it's
no, they're actually, doing it. No,
no, there are.
We're
no,
I rounding know. Up people.
I know. No, that's what I'm saying. Is that when people get sensitive about that, it's like, we're not saying we're back in World War II.
Then get the. They
but
should
we're
get,
saying that it's starting like, the way it happened that way. That's history. Those are facts. And we need to be aware and alarm about that because these are human people.
And that's my point. Let them be sensitive and let them get it insulted. They should be insulted.
Absolutely.
I am insulting you. I am calling you a Nazi.
But you're insulting for the way that you treat people.
Yeah, I'm like,
so
I'm
going to be... I feel like that's not insulting, but there was somebody... Kristen Bauer, mm-hmm. who plays... oh my God, I think Maleficent on Once Upon a Time, posted... I think I showed you, maybe, the photo of Sarah... No, I didn't. I'm sorry, I'll show it to you. Sarah Huckabee in some pose with... compared to Edgar, the bug guy from... And Men in Black, and mm-hmm. it was really funny because it was like a parody of it, mm-hmm. and some people were offended by it because it was like, oh, why are you? I know,
yeah,
but they're like, oh, that's bullying because you're putting against
I
her.
I am bullying and her. Blah, 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 I blah. Will shame her.
Yeah, exactly.
I will call her a fat but ugly the, bitch because she is a fucking fat ugly bitch, but she's also a fascist.
But also, it was a. Like, I called people, I was like, but think about, like, first of all, this isn't bullying because this is an innocent person going on. She's making conscious decisions of what she's doing as an adult woman in the mm-hmm. power, in the position she's in. No one's putting a gun to her head that we know of to say and do all these things.
It's
her choice. So, therefore, we're not bullying, we're defending the right of other people that she's bullying, that mm-hmm. she's doing shit to. And that's what's justified about
it. Well, and I'm like, people are like, well, you shouldn't make fun of her looks. I'm like, fuck you.
As about her personality, and I call those people.
I can make fun of anything I fucking
yes,
want.
Yes, of course.
Supporting rounding up children.
Exactly.
First
of all, that's the one thing. The other case I made with people was maybe I'm not saying about her looks. Maybe I'm saying about her personality. But that personality comes through her looks because she's an ugly person. She's an ugly person. She's an ugly human being. I'm not saying she's an ugly woman or she's anything negative in that sense of. Pointing fingers and laughing at her type of thing, the bullying, but like she's an ugly person and making ugly choices, and hurting people, hurting families and people.
I'm going to do that. I don't care if it hurts her feelings or if like, oh, she's a woman.
Oh, because she was to someone like some liberal restaurant denied her service. Oh
yeah,
my God, they have the right to. What about all the people that other services have been like, oh, well, because you're gay, I can't do that. I can't give you a cake because you're gay. That's my choice.
Well, and here's...
And she gets shit. That's stupid.
Here's the thing. How much do you think Maxine Waters, the goddess that she is, if someone called her ugly, you really think she'd give a flying fuck?
No. Water down the back. Off the shoulder. Just let it go.
So, like,
it doesn't matter unless you put energy
ugly,
on that.
Like, she doesn't give a fuck. She's got things to do.
Yeah.
So you, but that's, this goes back to like the white family, like,
okay, yeah,
civility,
so back to that
thing.
So what is the definition of civility for people who may not know it?
Look up in fucking Google. I don't know.
Shit. Okay, well, I was trying to make a point of like, explain it in a sentence for us to understand because it's just one-sided.
Well, no, it's
otherwise.
It's, well, this goes back to, this is that gaslighting bullying thing. It's where
civility is being neutral, right? Like if like the liberals do a lot of civility to be like, oh,
no worries. What, when they call for people to be civil, it means that you're attacking us, and we would like you to stop attacking us.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like you guys are like, so how this works, like in abusive relationships, person A abuses person B,
right?
Person B fights back and defends themselves,
right?
And attacks person A. Person A, who did the initial abusing
and interaction,
is now playing the victim. Now saying, why are you so mean to me?
Yeah.
Why are you, and that's gaslighting. And that person A, who's the abuser, is telling person B how to react to the abuse.
Right.
And they're saying, you're reacting wrong. Like, I'm abusing you.
Yeah, you feel bad like, for it.
But
yeah.
you, so it's, that's how that works. So the person B, who has been victimized, who's been abused, is now doubly abused because right. no matter how they react to it, they're getting, they're
it's helpless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how this works. So the point is, and this is what I was talking with, the other day, is that the whole if they go low, we go high.
Yeah.
There's an expectation that the people who go low will then see you going high and respect that and maybe like, hey, maybe I should go higher too.
Right.
That doesn't work.
That's not their language.
That's not their language. It might make you feel better to go high, like, look how much dignity I have, but they're going to take advantage of that.
Right.
And that makes you weak to them. I've said it a million times. Go be that hand that extends to the other side. Go be that person. I'm going to be the fucking general back here ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yes, if they come at us with guns, we're going to die. But we're going to come at you with votes. We're going to come at you with people. We're going
to
come at you.
It's like the cowboys and the Indians.
And I will, if I see you in public, I will tell you to you fucking suck. Because if that's the only damage, it's quite possible these people will never see the inside of a jail cell. It's very possible that they will never pay for their crimes in this lifetime. So if the most they get is someone looking in their face and say, I fucking hate you, you fucking suck, you're a horrible person, then that's something.
But it's common, like, I remember it's calling out the bullshit. And when you ignite that person by saying, hey, you can't do that, this is why, mm-hmm. it's unacceptable behavior, you're unacceptable. They get startled. So most people, mm-hmm. most reaction is, I get startled by this. Oh, it's like the slap on the hand as a child. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't mean to in the cookie jar. I thought I could just have that.
I'm sorry, go on.
No, I'm saying that, mm-hmm. like, that's one way of making it work because...
Oh, I'm not trying to make it work. I'm not trying. If I see Sarah...
I'm not saying the right thing.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders... and I say she's a fucking bitch, and I say fuck you to her face,
right.
that is going to make her more defensive, which I understand, but mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Because right. she's never going to have the self-awareness to make herself a better person. She's never going right. to be held accountable
right.
by anybody.
Right.
So if all I can do is fucking hurt her feelings in her face right then I'm going to fucking do it.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying the right way. I'm saying that these people need to feel a little infliction of energy from mm-hmm. people like us who push back.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't, it's like a child with the cookie jar where it's just like, I just keep doing what I want to fucking do. Mm-hmm. Because no one's slapping my hand saying I can't do it.
And she's still going to, they're still going to
keep. That's what I meant.
the point is they're still going to keep, if we're going to go into the cookie analogy.
Right.
They're still going to go and get more cookies.
They're going to go get ice cream. Because they're going to figure out, they're going to be the baby from fucking Roger Rabbit that goes all over the fucking kitchen trying to get the food that they want because they can.
Okay,
Then they have to smoke a fucking cigar in the back unit, and they're not a real baby, and it's disturbing.
Can we just stick to the cookie jar metaphor for a second and not go on Roger Rabbit tangent?
It's real.
For a second.
I'm just saying, that's another analogy.
So let's say Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going and stealing cookies from the cookie jar. Everyone sees it. Everyone sees her stealing. No one does anything. Everyone just sees it. People say, hey, you're stealing. Stop stealing. You're a fucking bitch for stealing. Stop it. Stop stealing. She might still keep going. And she might be more defiant. She might steal more cookies. Uh-huh. She might keep doing it. But the point is, it's like, hey, we see it.
We see it. Yeah.
We see what you're doing.
And we don't like it. It's not fair. It's not acceptable.
It's something. It's the only weapon we have.
Yeah.
We're going to vote. And
people vote seriously,
but I'm also, everything's fucking gerrymandered. I know, so even if every single liberal votes, it's still possible.
I believe that if everybody unites with energy, mm-hmm. again, the hippy dippy shit, I don't care, it's real, mm-hmm. then that will do something though too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the vote physically, it's the unity of everyone coming together and saying, I want this to change because this is not our America.
We've said that a million freaking times. The point is, they're winning. They're winning.
Well, California will just become its own country, apparently. That's, like, on the ballot next.
It's also they want to separate it into three different
states. They want to separate it into three different states.
Which everyone knows why they want to do that, right?
The money.
No, they want to do that because if California is put into three separate states...
Oh, those taxes and stuff.
Nope, it separates the Electoral College votes.
Oh.
And those two... So, like...
That's a brilliant plan, Southern California...
Yeah, they're really fucking smart.
California rocks, Southern. Man. I love it here.
No, it's bad.
Oh,
cause Southern
really?
Yeah, because Southern California is all liberals and Democrats, and the other two parts would go red.
Oh.
So... Republicans are
damn
wanting,
it!
Yeah, Republicans are wanting to split the three, so
if
that
it was the other way, it'd be a brilliant
so
idea.
I know,
God
so
damn
that it.
It
doesn't get all the electoral votes to the Democrats.
So say no to that. Then.
Yes.
Okay.
Do not split into three. Very, very bad.
It just didn't make sense. I mean, California is like we have their up and down, but like the whole state itself is a beautiful state. So
well, the state itself, like we could separate.
Well, Republic of California. I mean,
yeah,
it was Spanish territory. That's exactly what it was back in the old days. Yeah. You're California
get my license.
Now. Come
well,
on.
What's really scary is I had a girl at work come up to me and she calls me her mom. She just came up to me and she came up to me and she was like, literally like she just came up to me out of the blue and went.
Yeah.
She was like, where can I get birth control? She's Southern, and I was like, what? Where can I get birth control? And I was like, okay. And I looked her dead in the eyes. I'm like, you go to Planned Parenthood and you go tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Because guess what? Justice Kennedy is leaving.
6 months,
so
if not more.
Roe v. Wade. We just have to accept that it's going to go away. It might not, but it is.
All states, you think?
Well, what'll happen is when it is repealed, there's already states that have it like in the state where it's still legal. But then there are states that will immediately go back to it being illegal. So it'll be like a... Because Roe v. Wade was the federal. And so it was like across the land,
right.
Abortions are legal. And then it'll go like from state to state basis. And then it'll be a long-ass battle. People in those individual states where it's now illegal will then have to go to the Supreme Court, which will shut it down again. So that's what I'm saying.
I just don't see our...
I had to tell a girl to her face that she needs to go to Planned Parenthood tomorrow.
Because we don't know how long we have it.
Yeah.
Seriously, people, the ones who know what's right, like this, when the time comes, because there will be a time soon where Planned Parenthood people need your help, like we need to go and support that and like fight. Because this is bigger than just abortion rights and abortion opinions. It's... human civility. Like, it doesn't compute for me, because like women have fought so hard to have rights of our bodies and still today fighting for it, and it's like it shouldn't be even a fucking question that we have to fight for that and still fight for that.
So I guess it argues the question of, were we ever really given our freedoms? It was just like an illusion.
An illusion or what?
Was it,
like, men don't have to do that for Viagra and shit.
If the 2016 election taught us anything, it's that the hatred for women in this country is so deep.
So deep.
So deep, and women are not as far along as we thought we were.
No, I had a blinder, because I did not think I'd be back in the 50s and 60s.
No,
if not sooner now.
We were drunk with... Oh, Obama made us drunk with happiness and liberty.
We drank a lot of Obama fizz and it was good, but...
But it's like, everyone's like, it's a pendulum.
I don't think it's a pendulum this time.
It's very much this... Well, the dark and dirty racist underbelly that is America is out and proud.
Right.
It's always been there.
It's
and if you
been,
say
yeah,
this
yeah.
is new, no.
No.
It's always been there. But all we can do is just keep going forward.
Yeah. Momentum forward. Not in the past, not in keeping the present, but looking forward and initiating.
And get ready for...
What was the quote? Who did... I just... When Michael Moore said that on the show, I was visioning. I saw, like, like back in the day when the White House was burnt down, actually. When was that again?
Oh, but that was during the War of...
I'm just saying,
that
though... I'm not saying we're going to burn it down. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, though, like, the history, the real factual history is that that house has been surrounded before.
Not that house. Get your history straight.
Well, the meaning of the house. Okay, not the physical house, but there becomes a place in time where if circumstances come around, there's going to be pitchforks and oh, wait, that already happened.
All I have to say is that when they stormed the Bastille, it was mostly women, so.
And they did not eat cake.
It was fishwives. That's not true. She never said that.
Oh, that was a good quote, though.
Marie Antoinette was actually a very misunderstood creature.
I'd like to know more about her.
And Melania is no Marie Antoinette.
No, especially with her style choices.
Like, do not.
What's that quote? Okay, well, that was what I was going to. Is what's the quote where, was it Martin Luther King or somebody else, that if you don't, basically said summarizing wise, if you just sit there and you don't say anything, you're one of them?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Oh, God, I forgot his name, but, like, a lot of historians, or especially with the Holocaust, it's like, there were many Germans that didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then you are complicit if you don't...
Complicit, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't say anything at this point. Like, I'm a little worried for, like, my dad, because he just doesn't want to talk about it. I know he voted for Hillary. I know he doesn't like Trump. He just doesn't want to talk about it.
Well,
there are a lot of people like that who want to talk about it.
I get frustrated when we're like, my dad and stepmom, they talk about it,
mm-hmm.
but they don't do anything about it. they left the country, which, you know, good for them. But, like, do something creative. Talk about it to create information or volunteer or go to these things. I don't know. It's just... It's time to take action. It doesn't have to be guns loaded, but it's time to do something. Don't just talk about it. Create. Express. Mm-hmm. Stand up. Stand up for your rights, as long as we still have them. And the Constitution, like you were saying, it's a piece of paper, like money. It's a piece of paper, but there's...
It only has value
if you put value in it. Exactly. And you hold it up to that and say, no, this is what the forefathers did. And we need to honor that. And today of all days of Independence Day, that's not the America we want and know. It is the America that is. It's fact. Well, but we need to do better in the future.
We just have to get rid of the fairy tale, okay?
America
was...
America!
The Constitution was written by a bunch of slave owners, okay? So it's... They were writing about the freedom of... men when they owned men. So,
yeah.
I mean, they only gave us the vote. They only allowed us to vote. Oh my God. So it'll be 100 years into the 2020 election. And wouldn't that be great if in 100 years we vote the fuck out of that piece of shit.
Yeah.
It'd be great if there was a woman who beat him.
There's that new woman.
She's not gonna be old enough to do 2020.
She's not gonna be old. What?
She has to be 35 to run for president.
Oh, I thought she was. No, she's 28. Oh, she's 28. Okay.
She's awesome.
She's awesome though. At least she'll spread a lot of goodness for this all. But I just feel there is somebody coming along though. There's gonna be someone pop up.
I heard someone, one of the commentators say, "I don't care if it's a fucking automated dog. You vote for whoever the fuck the Democrats want." I don't fucking care.
I want to find out who said that. That's amazing.
And I want all you fucking Bernie people to get down on your goddamn knees and beg our forgiveness. Do you hear me, Susan Sarandon?
Yes.
You fucking get on your knees and you beg every Hillary person for forgiveness. I'm not even joking. You fucking beg. See what you did, motherfuckers? Fuck you. I blame this on you.
Okay.
I blame Trump on every piece of shit who's like, I just can't vote for Hillary.
Oh, I know. Bill Maher talked about that on this
or even
show,
the,
too.
Not even, because, I mean, the red people are gone. They're lost souls. I'm talking to you motherfuckers that are like, I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
I don't understand that.
I can't
when it comes down
myself.
To, like, what Bill says, too, when it comes down to the choices that we have at that point,
I mean, Trump's not going to be that bad.
How bad could Trump be?
How about in 2 years we have fucking concentration camps?
And let's talk about that now. For example,
I don't want to talk about that.
I know it's depressing as fuck, but it's real, and we already know about it. And I know it's been talked about, and good, it has been talked about. But it still is not enough. There are children in fences.
Oh, but you know, Obama did that too.
When, okay.
That's a lie. That's a
yeah,
fucking
when?
Lie.
Please. If that's true.
My fucking brother.
As I've talked.
My brother-in-law said that to me last week, and I was like, I just,
Where are the photos? Where's the... No. Please show me.
There's just...
Please show me!
You
yell.
When I yell, I am fine.
Okay.
So here's the deal. I broke my own rule last week.
Uh-huh. Oh, what'd you do?
And I engaged.
Oh.
I engaged. I tried to speak to my brother-in-law. He said to me that Trump is the best thing to ever happen, and I said this conversation is over.
I don't know how you did that.
I said this conversation is over.
I don't know how you did that. I would not have been able to do that.
Because, and then also online, some old friends were like spewing some shit on Facebook, and I was like, this cannot be. This will not stand. And I engaged. Ah! I engaged, and it's the spewing back was just like, oh, you're like, I'm like, what? And here's the one thing that is so frustrating.
Yes.
I was talking to my therapist. What is she?
No, good.
Who's retiring, by the way, and I wonder if I led her to retirement. She's so disappointed in me.
No.
But so she knows that I just want to attack these people. I just want to, like, yell at them and scream at them and just say, you are
verbally
so...
Verbally attack in intelligence.
Yeah, but I'm not going to fucking hurt anybody.
No, of
I'm
course,
not
gonna put that on but myself. I just want to clarify the attack word is... Your energy is attacking by actually educating and, like, talking about things.
I want to
That's different.
I want to go in their face and say they're a fucking bigot and I hate them.
Right.
And they're wrong. Uh-huh. And that's what I want to do. And she's like, how is that going to change them?
True.
And I was like, I don't give a fuck. They're lost. But she goes, what do you want from these people? What do you want? And I want them to stop. And I said, I want them to start hurting people. Okay. Well,
right.
How do you do that? I'm like, I want them to care.
And be compassionate.
I don't know how to explain to someone
how to care
about another human being.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
But is that something that you can tell, or that they have to learn somehow, or
yeah,
if they can learn?
Yeah, but how do you reach these people? How do you make them say,
well,
"Hey, you should care about other people that aren't you"?
Here's the thing with, and I'm not an expert, but the psychology of human nature is, for people like that, if we're not we have empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about time. We're compassionate. Mm-hmm. Like, we have animals that we care. Well, I have animals I care about. You have people.
Yes.
You like dogs because you're a compassionate person.
But these people have animals. These people have family.
But there's
family.
Something. No, but I know. I have family members like this too. There's something about them that they care enough. They care enough, but they don't think about how it is to live in another person's shoe or how other life is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's different, I don't understand it. But that's okay. I still respect it. I just don't. I'm not going to live that life type of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only time, unfortunately, and sometimes not even through this, those type of people, those mentally, they only get it when it happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
If their kids were put into the fencing detention
but
centers.
But that'll never happen because they're white.
Exactly. So they never fucking
yeah.
learn. And that's the sad
that'll
part
That'll never
of
happen.
It. So I don't think those type of people, unless
and
they
also,
try to understand mm-hmm. by going to another country and seeing it differently, are going to this and they're moved by it.
Well, and they also
that's
they,
soulful stuff.
They,
I'm sorry.
It's the dialogue is that those people were in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, what about this? It's the same thing. Like if you look at the prison system, like how would you feel if your son went to jail for 15 years because he had this much marijuana?
Exactly.
Well, why did he have that much marijuana?
Right. Exactly. Because that's law.
That's the law. You
yeah.
know what else was the law? Rounding up fucking Jews.
Exactly. Well, what was it? The secure. Did you watch the? I was watching Wolf Blitzer on mm-hmm. CNN, which is a bad news place for a lot of people on that other side of information, and. He had on, I forget the man's name, but the head of security for immigration control.
Mm-hmm. For ICE. Abolish ICE. I mean, I'm sorry, abolish the Gestapo.
And what a stupid name for it, by the way. Gestapo, first of all, but ICE, like, you're cool as ICE. Like, that's stupid. Anyway, the point is, the head was not able to answer these questions that Wolf was putting it on him, which was so great. And Wolf Blitzer was great at being very stern and talking facts and then just giving it, though, and you can tell he's giving it in the right way. And the main question was, you know, is this abuse to children?
Mm-hmm.
And if your children were in this scenario, would you care? And all the man could be was, he knew he was in the wrong, but he had to do his job.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I believe that it's the law and I have to follow the law was basically the summarization of his. And you can find his quote. And he kept being talked about later.
Exact
and that
history.
Was so fucking scary about it. It was like, yes, dude, you are following the law. But if the law says shoot the child too, are you going to do that?
So were the German soldiers.
So we have to
soldiers.
Do fucking do that now? Did you know? Like, where do your where is your consciousness? I'm sorry, when it comes to children especially.
I know.
Like, that's the, for me, and that's what I got in a big argument. And you know what one, with certain individual.
Ooh, we gotta talk about that later. We'll but we gotta, later. We gotta go drink on the beach now.
Yeah, so. I know. Okay.
Okay, listen.
I'm passionate about it because it fucking matters.
We've been gone for a while. I'm sorry. I've been very, like, quite honestly, I've just been very depressed and full of despair by all of this. And it's easier for me.
Human.
It's easier for me to just go to work, come home, and just lock down. So,
which is a normal thing and understandable.
But gotta baby steps, get out there more,
yeah.
And start
I'm
doing
proud
stuff.
Of you.
And I swear to God, any of you motherfuckers show up in my restaurant, you gotta get an earful. You hear me?
Yeah.
You gonna get it.
Me too. we do have a lot more to talk about. We'll talk about the next one. Or we're talking with Kevin about Patreon. I'm going to say Patreon.
I thought you were about to say pap smear.
I was going
to... What?
Man, well, I need to get that done before we don't have that anymore. So, guys, healthcare matters, especially women. Send us quotes, send us comments, send us whatever you want.
You can still get a pap smear. You just can't have
a pap smear? That sounds like a fucking Irish drink.
Ooh.
A pap smear.
You can...
Top of the morning to you.
I mean, they're not saying...
Pap smear for me today.
I mean...
more British, but whatever.
I'm just saying, watch
Nanette
on Netflix.
Nanette.
You'll see it. Watch Nanette on Netflix.
We need to post that.
And watch Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
In preparation.
No, really watch Handmaid's Tale, because it's, oh God, scary. It's
we just need to be prepared, kids.
Be prepared. Okay, so we'll talk more about, we're going to do Patreon soon. Mm-hmm. So please subscribe and we'll talk more and show you more about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. On top of that, have a safe... Okay, you guys are going to hear this later, but have a safe, wonderful 4th of July.
Your last 4th of July.
Your last 4th of July, possibly. Enjoy your company. Be safe. Be proud. Be positive.
Don't fucking do fireworks. Don't be that guy.
Don't do the bullshit, you know, fireworks, too. It's just like... anyway, we'll talk more about that.
Dogs.
Yeah. All right, guys, we love you. Thank you so much for supporting and tuning in. And we'll see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Peace.
America, America.
This has been a That's Entertainment Podcast Network podcast. Looking for more podcasts about pop culture, TV and film, and other entertainment? Find all our shows on thatentertains.com/network.